Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Professor Next Door by Jackie Lau. Narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. Chapter 1.
I've met someone.
Nicole Louis Edwards had been about to haul Roy into her apartment and kiss him, but then he'd placed his hand on her shoulder and uttered those words.
Not again.
Why did this keep happening to her?
The problem wasn't that she had a crush on Roy. The man was a competent lover. Nicole's standards were reasonably high, and had beefy arms that she liked to grab. They'd gotten together 5 times now and had fun between the sheets. But it was just sex. The problem? Just sex wasn't as easy as it used to be. Nicole was tired of finding new partners. Tired of pulling up Tinder and hitting on men at bars. She wanted sex without the chase. Except she regularly had to find new sex partners because they kept falling in love with other women. This was the 4th time in the past year.
Why can't they fall in love with me?
Nicole shouldn't be thinking such things. It wasn't like she wanted a relationship. Sex without love was better. She'd learned her lesson a decade ago. Her life now was a vast improvement over what she'd had before, but some foolish part of her wanted to be the object of someone's affections. Have the chance to gently let them down. She forced a bright smile.
That's okay, Roy. I understand.
He ran a hand through his hair.
I knew you'd be cool about it. I wasn't looking for anyone, you know, like I told you. But then I saw her at the wedding, just from the back. She was wearing a gorgeous purple dress, and she was laughing. And I knew, even before she turned around.
Nicole refrained from rolling her eyes. Love at first sight. How cute.
Anyway,
he said,
we got to talking later, and I asked her out. She said yes. We have our first date tonight. She's a teacher.
Roy prattled on about Ms. Purple Dress. But Nicole's attention was diverted by the East Asian man walking down the hall, a duffel bag slung over his shoulder. He stopped at the unit next to hers and put his key in the lock. It was the first time she'd seen her new neighbor, though he'd lived here for a couple of months. The man was about 6 feet tall and lean, with a kind but serious face. Maybe a few years older than her? He wasn't bad-looking, but he wasn't her type. Lately she'd been going for bulkier guys, ones who were about 5 years younger than her 33 years. According to Mrs. Kim, he lived alone, but to Nicole, he looked like a husband. It was easy to imagine him coming home after a long day at the office and planting a chaste kiss on his spouse's cheek after slipping off his shoes. He was definitely the sort who'd work in an office, not in construction like Roy.
Sorry,
Roy said.
This probably isn't very interesting to you.
Nicole turned back to her former no-strings-attached sex partner, who was wearing a big winter jacket, unzipped, over his flannel shirt. He had cropped hair and a bushy beard. Yeah, he was more her type.
It's okay, she said, giving him a bland smile. I'm happy for you. I hope you have a good date tonight.
You're a great person, Nicole. I'm sure you'll find someone soon.
For some silly reason, her gaze strayed to the right, where her new neighbor had disappeared behind his door, before returning to Roy.
I don't want a relationship.
She just wanted a guy who'd come over to fuck once or twice a week. Was that too much to ask?
I didn't think I did either. And now look at me. It'll happen for you too.
Well, Roy was high on love. How nice for him. They said their goodbyes, and Nicole closed the door. She took off the tight jeans and slinky red shirt she'd put on for Roy and changed into yoga pants and a t-shirt. She'd wear nicer clothes when she went out with her friends tonight, but there was no need now.
Why can't I break someone's heart? Just once?
Nicole didn't actually want to hurt anyone. She just wanted to know she could be loved. Wanted to be desired for more than her looks. But it never happened, and she was starting to feel like something was wrong with her. No. She would not let herself feel that way. She had a job she was good at.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?